Daniel Norris. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Not bad.
Yeah?
It's not minus -9 here, so I think I'm a little bit better.
No kidding. Have you been up here during a cold winter yet?
I came up in December.
Oh, yeah.
Here, and it wasn't that. I mean, it was chilly, but it wasn't that bad.
No, it's bad. It gets real cold. Go ahead, Georgie.
Did you drive up here?
No, I flew.
Oh, okay.
Good. Listen, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the inner squad win yesterday.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
is it weird playing those inner squad games where I think you won 1-0 against the blue or the gray team? I don't know how it works.
Yeah. I guess weird is a fine word for it. It's just more or less just getting your work in. It's nice because you can go out there and get a feel for things and not really, you know, worry about too many results. It's just a matter of getting out there and being, you know, facing real hitters.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Norris, our guest, Toronto Blue Jay Daniel Norris. Have they told you what you're going to be doing? Have they told you what they'd like to see from you this year?
I guess not too specifically. Just get a lot of people out, and so I'll try and do that.
But positionally, like if they said, hey, we'd love to see what you can do, maybe pencil you in as the fifth starter, would you bullpen, like is there a plan at all for you? Because you're obviously one of the Blue Jays' top pitching prospects, and there are some questions, obviously, in the rotation and in the bullpen. Is any direction at all?
I think both of those are a possibility, whether it's starting or coming out of the bullpen. They had mentioned that they had recently started thinking, like, you know, like maybe not worst case scenario, but last resort, you know, if they needed me in the bullpen, then I could be up for that. But I think both of those, they're looking at both of those.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Norris, our guest, Blue Jay, named number 3 left-handed pitching prospect in all of baseball and 17th best prospect overall. Daniel, lots of news up here, too, on the way that you live in the offseason.
Yeah.
Does that bug you? Because that's what you try and get away from, right? That's why you live in a van.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of nailed it. It doesn't. I won't say it bugs me, but it just kind of. I do it for the peacefulness of kind of being alone and stuff. And I just don't want that. I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm not focused on baseball because this is my passion and this is, you know, behind God and family, this is my number one, you know, my priority. And I love the way, it, you know, I love living the way that I was raised and stuff. And that's all it really is. It's just kind of a continuation of my childhood, really. But yeah, I mean, this is, baseball is everything to me. So I do it for baseball because it helps me kind of clear my mind before the season gets going. And I never intended any of the attention like that, but it is, you know, I understand, like, this is a very, society today is very media oriented, and mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me. I just wanted to be clear.
It's cool though. You know, it's not a lot of guys that are in the position that you're in choose to live a lifestyle that's not really materialist. 1978 Volkswagen Westphalia. And it's cool. You know, it seems like it would be a much happier and simpler way to live.
Right. No, and that's the thing, you know, again, you know, you're right on with it. Whenever I first started getting attention for it, it was kind of weird. But then I started looking at the positives, and a lot of people, I was getting feedback from people saying that, you know, maybe I had inspired them to simplify their life and different aspects of that. And I think that's great. That is one of the positives that can be taken out of it, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that need to be done in all of our lives just to kind of simplify what we're doing and reduce some of our waste and stuff. And I think that, you know, getting feedback like that makes it okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that there's definitely good that can be taken out of the attention that's come with it.
Daniel, Alex was a little concerned with maybe your mechanics, your delivery towards the end of last season. Did you get a chance to sit down with him, and have you cleaned up those issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, at the end of the year when I was in Toronto, obviously I had stuff going on with my arm, and I think I was trying to overcompensate with messing around with my mechanics, trying to make my arm work. So that was kind of where things went haywire. I was just trying to find a different method that way that my arm wouldn't hurt when I threw. But now that I've had the surgery and everything, it's back to normal. And I feel great and I'm ready to go.
Daniel Norris, our guest, Toronto Blue Jay Daniel Norris, spring training yesterday. Do you get to pitch today, Pirates Blue Jays, 1:07 p.m. or no?
I'm sorry?
Do you get to pitch today?
I threw yesterday in a squad, so yeah, not thrown today.
Okay. And last question, did you actually really shave with an axe?
No, that was all staged.
Okay. Because
I think I may have gotten a few hairs, but that's about it.
Yeah, because I thought when I saw the picture of you shaving with an axe, I thought you were cool traveling around the land in a van and cooking outside, and I thought, well, this guy just got badass. Really appreciate your time. Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, no problem.